from WILL's Illinois Newsroom. This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Thursday, August 4th. Coming up, the synthetic opioid fentanyl is extremely deadly, and dealers have been mixing it into other drugs unknown to buyers. More on efforts to reduce harm and save lives from Side Effects Public Media in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. A federal measure that would expand health care benefits for veterans is now headed to the president's desk. U.S. Senator from Illinois Tammy Duckworth is celebrating its passage. Mawa Iqbal has more.
The measure would extend health care to about 3.5 million veterans who are exposed to toxins from burn pits during combat. Military burn pits were used to dispose of waste in Iraq and Afghanistan. Combat veteran Duckworth says these chemicals have caused respiratory illnesses and even cancer.
And you develop any one of these illnesses, we're going to take care of you because we're going to presume that they were caused by burn pit exposure so that you're not going to have to worry about, can I afford the hospital bills? Can I afford my medication?
The measure would also add 23 illnesses to a list of presumptive conditions, meaning veterans won't have to prove that these illnesses are linked to their service. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
The amount of water in the Illinois and upper Mississippi rivers is increasing. That's according to a recent study of long-term trends in the river systems. U.S. Geological Survey research ecologist Kathy Jo Jankowski says water discharge is the master variable affecting everything else in a river system.
It carries sediment from the watershed into the river. It carries nutrients. It can erode the banks. It affects where we have habitat, and it can affect the shoreline forests. So it's a really important finding that we are seeing it increasing.
Jankowski says climate change, land usage around the rivers, and engineered structures like levees and dams can all affect water discharge into the rivers. She says researchers are currently studying the issue. University of Illinois-owned Willard Airport won a grant from the U.S. Department of Transportation. As Harrison Malkin reports, it could bring a new route to the airport and help the local economy.
Savoy-based Willard Airport will receive $850,000 from a new U.S. Department of Transportation grant program. The grant will support the airport's efforts to add a direct route to Washington, D.C. The airport already flies direct to Chicago and Dallas. It's unclear when this route to D.C. could be finalized, but the grant incentivizes airlines to work with Willard. Willard Airport Executive Director Tim Bannon says this grant will be a big deal for the region.
Well, there's a high level of travel today going to Washington, D.C., both in our community and at the University of Illinois. So it's a highly sought-after route.
Senators Dick Durbin and Tammy Duckworth and Congressman Ronnie Davis push for the grant's approval. I'm Harrison Malkin, Illinois Newsroom.
A biology professor at Illinois Wesleyan University in Bloomington discovered a new species of lizard on a recent trip to Peru. Edgar Lair spent 2 weeks camping in a Peruvian park at 10,000 feet to find this lizard. He says it has a black belly. Lair says on the 21st show he believes that his work is crucial to protect amphibians and reptiles and to sustain research in Peru.
Biodiversity research is very important because you can only protect something that you know, and this would justify the protection of the area.
Lair was given the honor of selecting a name for the new lizard species. It has not yet been revealed. Still to come, a look at efforts to save lives from overdoses on the synthetic opioid fentanyl. That story from Side Effects Public Media is next on 217 Today.
The new PBS series America Outdoors explores our country's diverse landscapes with host Baratunde Thurston, who's an author and a cultural activist. Each episode shows how nature influences the way we work and play. Thurston talks to miners turned beekeepers in Appalachia, black surfers in LA, and visits many beautiful and unique locations. Stream the entire first season as a friend of WILL. Learn more at will.illinois.edu/passport.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. The synthetic opioid fentanyl is devastating the nation. Many who work on the front lines of this crisis want to see more emphasis on harm reduction. But in some places, it's not a popular idea. Mitch Legan reports for Side Effects Public Media.
I met Karen Warpenberg on one of her daily trips to check an overdose reversal kit.
Here I have some safe use kits, some brochures, and then I have the Narcan, which is what I'm going to replace.
Warpenberg is executive director of the Evansville Recovery Alliance in southern Indiana. The group provides harm reduction services to the city and surrounding area. Part of that is stocking these public boxes full of free naloxone, also known as Narcan. It's a drug that can rapidly reverse an opioid overdose.
It's just a nasal spray. You just depress the plunger and put it in the nostril.
Warpenberg is fighting an almost invisible enemy, the synthetic opioid fentanyl. It's what's been driving the latest spike in overdose deaths in recent years, here and nationwide. But not because people are seeking it out. Dealers have begun mixing it into other drugs, unknown to buyers. It's a story Warpenberg knows all too well.
I had a friend overdose last year from fentanyl. He had been in recovery and just used, as far as I know, once and died from it.
More than 91,000 people in the U.S. died from drug overdoses in 2020. That's a 30% rise over the prior year. Dr. Deborah Oury is the CDC's acting principal deputy director. At a recent briefing, she told reporters fentanyl is largely to blame for the historic rise in overdose deaths.
Somebody that may not be used to using drugs or use them often, we've seen the reports of people at a party who do a single pill that's mixed with fentanyl and die.
The drug is pervasive, yet Warpenberg has found it difficult to mobilize support for harm reduction.
It's just not a popular idea. It's, you know, for conservative people that just think drug use is bad and people should stop using drugs. But we need to help those people that are using drugs to get them to a place where maybe they want to stop using.
Federal health authorities say programs that provide clean syringes help lower the risk of infections and outbreaks and increase the likelihood people will enter treatment and stop using. It's why Warpenberg wants to offer syringe exchange services and add fentanyl test strips to the overdose boxes. But under Indiana law, they could be considered drug paraphernalia, so she isn't taking any chances. Plus, she says local officials haven't been keen on the idea of providing needles to people who use substances.
We are working with the health department to try to come up with, you know, an agreement on it.
Evansville's location on the southern Indiana border makes it a prime spot for drug trafficking. Earlier this summer, U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration agent Mike Gannon helped break up a local fentanyl ring. It included thousands of laced pills and the presses used to make them.
We continuously seize thousands of fentanyl pills on a yearly basis in multi-kilogram quantities of fentanyl here in Evansville.
Gannon says that investigation highlights a growing trend. More fentanyl is being produced domestically, and it looked like legitimate pharmaceuticals, not just street drugs like cocaine or heroin. He says ground-level advocates like Warpenberg are key to preventing potential overdoses.
Law enforcement and the community, we got to come together because we can't just arrest our way out of this.
Despite the challenges, Warpenberg says her group has been able to expand harm reduction efforts. They recently installed the city's sixth overdose reversal box. But she says continuing stigma will make progress slow.
They don't think they're going to run into it in their own lives. But I think the more that people know and the more work we do, that there'll be more of a positive outcome.
Although it's been gradual, she believes people are seeing the value in her group's work. Just a few weeks ago, she says she heard from two people who used her Narcan to save a life. For Side Effects Public Media, I'm Mitch Legan.
Side Effects Public Media is a regional reporting collaboration focused on public health. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says it will be mostly cloudy today with scattered showers and thunderstorms and a high of 83 degrees. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Sydney Wood. Reporting today contributed by Mawa Iqbal, Tim Shelley, Harrison Malkin, Eric Stock, and Mitch Legan. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moline. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.